Hi everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we're in part two of Finishing Well, and we're looking at roadblocks. What is it that might potentially hinder us from finishing well? And so with that, we will be right
back. This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Hi, and welcome back to New Every Day. We're so glad that you joined us. We are in the series of Finishing Well, and we mentioned on last week's show that we are in the process of finishing well our time with New Every Day. And so we thought it would be so great to actually look at how we finish well so that, you know, we're speaking to ourselves, but we wanted to also speak to others because this has been such a wonderful journey for us.
Yes.
There's been great ups and great downs, and often I think we've shared on the show that we often struggle ourselves before we actually sit down to record the show because the enemy would not have us share the good news of the gospel that Jesus has a plan and purpose for every single person's life. And so, and like that, he wants to put roadblocks and barriers in people's life so that they do not finish well, they don't run the race with confidence that God has set out before them.
Yes.
And so, like, to acknowledge that we do wrestle with an enemy who doesn't want us to run well. Mm-hmm. And so he actually sets up roadblocks. And so last week, we talked about, okay, what are those pearls that will keep us going forward to reach the end and reach it well?
Mm-hmm.
And we said it was daily time with the Lord.
Yeah.
We said it was appropriating the gospel for ourselves every day. It was a daily sacrifice, number three. And then the fourth one was recognizing God's sovereignty and grace in our lives.
Yeah.
And you said at the end of last week's show that there was someone in your life that actually finished well, and you wanted to share that story with us.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can think of so many people. And I mean, we look at even the life of someone like Billy Graham, who just passed away this year.
Yes.
He finished well.
His whole life
serving and continually sharing the same gospel message.
Yes.
And I think, part of finishing well is that you look at their faithfulness in sharing the message consistently about who God is and representing Him well.
Yes.
And then also looking to see that their life actually matches up with what they're saying.
Yes.
And so that when you are representing Him, you're representing Him well. And I think of the word represent, it's representing. Is that person representing Jesus to other people? And I've often mentioned my mentor, Hannah Moore, on this show. And when I was in high school, I was paired with her, whether she liked it or not, that I would meet with her regularly, and she would be like the older adult speaking into my life. And she, at the time when I started meeting with her, she was in her 80s.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
in her 80s.
We met for about 10 years. Yeah, pretty consistently. And I could see those four essentials to finishing well in her life. And looking back now, I can recognize them clearly. She spent daily time with God. Her Bible would always be out beside her bed. And in her last days when she was in the nursing home, she would talk about how the PSWs, the personal support workers, would come into her room because they would say, "There's just such a peace here. I really just enjoyed coming in to be with you," because she was welcoming them. She loved them. She would speak kindness to them and encourage them. A lot like how Paul would write to Timothy, encouraging him and loving him. And they would see her Bible there. They would see her spending that daily time with God, and how that then translated to an abundance of love for other people. So it was the both and, right?
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual discipline of spending time with God so that she could represent Him effectively in the daily. And then she also appropriated the gospel. So she would share the gospel with me in such a way that she would talk about the things that she did in her life and some of the places where she messed up, but how God redeemed her.
Oh, yes.
And she moved forward.
Mm.
And she's like, you know, I didn't have it right all the time, and yet God still did amazing things because he said he was renewing her day by day. He was moving her to look like more like him. So, and then she also understood the love and sovereignty of God.
Right.
But she also understood what physical suffering was about. And Paul would say, talk about his chains.
Right.
And don't be ashamed of me, the prisoner of the Lord. Don't be ashamed. I'm suffering, but I'm doing what is right.
Right.
And Hannah often encountered physical suffering. She lived with chronic pain. And I could see her having to overcome these physical barriers without complaining.
Mm.
But you could see her struggling, and she would struggle to even hold a pen sometimes because of arthritis, and she would shake. But she would every day write a letter of encouragement to somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. It was amazing. So, and by the end of her life, you could barely read it. And then she couldn't write them anymore, but she would make sure that she would verbally tell people about the love of God.
Mm.
And so she finished so well. And, you know, Jen, you talked about how the enemy can set up roadblocks in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And pitfalls to make us stumble. And I think that's because when we look at someone's life who is running well, it inspires profoundly. So when I look at someone like Hannah or Billy Graham, or when I see you daily serving, Jen, like, I am inspired.
Mm.
And then it causes me to want to represent Jesus.
Right.
Effectively.
When we talk about the life of Billy Graham, and I read a biography about him, just different people's memories of Billy Graham over and over and over again, he would say, I wish I had just prayed more.
Really?
I would pray more. I would pray more. Because what prayer does is it's like the daily surrender. Like, that was number three, right?
Yeah.
It's that daily surrender of, God, I can't do it. And when we talk about that first beatitude that says, blessed is the poor in spirit, that means they recognize their own need, that they cannot do it on their own spirit. So when they recognize, right, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will inherit the kingdom of God.
Mm.
And it's just like everything is laid out to those who recognize their need for that.
Mm.
To say that I can't do it on my own. And that's why sacrifice is so important.
Mm.
It's that deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow him.
Right.
Is a realization that we need Christ every single day, because we cannot do it on our own. And so when we talk about roadblocks, one of the first roadblocks to finishing well is realizing or convincing ourselves that we've got what it takes, which would be considered pride.
Ooh,
five-letter bad word, pride. P-R-I-D-E in English. And so we're going to pause right there, and I want you to ask yourself the question, do I have any areas of pride in my life that are holding me back from surrendering to Jesus Christ what he would have me to be doing?
Mm.
That's preventing me from doing that. So we will be right back.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hi everyone, thank you for staying with us on New Every Day. Thank you also to our partners who have faithfully stayed with us over these three seasons, plus a couple more shows, to make this show a possibility. So we really appreciate that. Go to our website, neweveryday.tv, and go to our partners page and see who have been those faithful partners with us. And thank you for all of you who have been watching faithfully, and maybe you've been catching us on YouTube or the website or on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we're just so grateful. So thank you for joining us.
And so the question that I ended up with, areas of pride. And I know often that's where the Lord sort of grabs me and says, Jen, you're trying to do this on your own, or you're puffing yourself up. And one of the stories in the Old Testament is of King Hezekiah, who's, it said he served the Lord all of his life. And then in the end of his life, when the Babylonians came, it says, and he showed them the splendor of his kingdom. But he didn't do it with a, wow, look what God has done. He did it with a prideful heart. And so when the prophet Isaiah came to him and said, who are those people? And he said, oh, there are these people from Babylon. And well, what did you show them? I showed them everything. And you might be thinking, well, aren't you reading too much in it? But obviously, and this is where it's so important, pride is so ugly, but God looks in our hearts. And in that moment, God called Hezekiah's pride. He's like, you're showing them the kingdom, but you're thinking that it's your kingdom, that you did this. You're forgetting who it is that you're serving. So pride wells up. And as a result, Isaiah pronounces a prophecy over Hezekiah that says basically, your generations will be drawn away into captivity because of the Babylonians. And so pride went and tore down Hezekiah. And Hezekiah actually said, well, that's good. It's not going to happen during my lifetime. Like, that's pride.
Right. Because part of finishing well is passing on the torch to other people.
Yeah.
And I think that's loving.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
to pass
you're
on
not
well.
Living for yourself. You need to pass on well. And he just had no desire to do that.
Yeah. Like, God is not a fan of pride. Like, two other quick stories would be King Nebuchadnezzar.
Okay.
Where he walked out on his patio.
Yeah.
And he's like, look at all of what I have done. And in that moment, a voice came and rebuked him, and he became like an animal. He lost his mind. And he was like that until he declared that God was God.
Yeah.
And then in the New Testament with King Herod did the same thing. He said, look at me. And
yes.
And people praised him as if he was a god, and he didn't prevent them. And God struck him with worms, and he was eaten. Like, I don't know what that looks like, but all I'm reminded of is like, wow, I don't want that to happen to me. And not that, well, no, God probably, we don't know how God still brings judgment on things like that today. But pride is awful because it gets our eyes off of God and Jesus and onto ourselves and what we can do. So that is a roadblock to finishing well, is that when you look back over your time, to say, wow, look what I have accomplished, rather than, wow, look at what God has done.
Yeah.
Look at the blessing. So that's number one roadblock is pride. A second roadblock is money and success.
Okay.
The misuse of money or this drive for success. So someone like King Solomon, he made all sorts of connections so that he would puff up his reign. So we are told very clearly that the kings were not supposed to amass horses and build stalls for them. But we are told that King Solomon would actually have towns filled with horses and chariots. And because what would happen then is that you would begin to rely on your wealth to look after you rather than God's provision. And so, like, and you know what happened to King Solomon? It was his wealth, right, and his desire for power that caused him to make all sorts of connections with women, which is also another downfall, like sexuality. And an inappropriate focus on our sexuality can actually be a roadblock to finishing well.
Mm.
And so King Solomon had a lot of wives and a lot of concubines. And so it says at the end of his life, he was actually turned away from serving God. He would actually bow down and worship foreign idols. Because
how do you get from there to there?
Because in the beginning, he actually, his first wife, he married the daughter of a foreign king, for making a treaty almost between the two nations, rather than trusting God to establish the kingdom. And that's why, you know, sometimes Carrie has heard me talk about this so many times, the slippery slope. the slippery slope. I don't want to make this decision because I can see where it goes. Where that first decision might not be bad. Like, it might not be bad to go to a movie, or it might not be bad to go and go out dancing once or twice. But it's like, what is that? But I choose, I'm very cautious with the movies that I watch, and I don't go out to bars or go out to establishments that would promote drinking and dancing, because I know in my own self what I could be led into.
Mm.
So I have to draw the line actually pretty close,
yes,
because I know where it can lead. And, it, you know, going out and living, you know, having a drink or going and going dancing in itself, there's nothing wrong with drinking, there's nothing wrong with dancing. But I know in myself what it could lead to. So I have to draw the line because I know where it can lead to in my own life because of what my own family has experienced.
And I think, like for you, Jen, that's also the grace of God, too, that He's allowed you to see that,
mm-hmm,
and that you can say, no, I don't want to do that because I love God. It's the love of God that compels me to do that, to say,
yes,
no to this.
Yes.
I love Him more than pleasure.
Yes.
I love Him more than drink. I love Him more than that.
Yeah.
And life lived for Him is actually fulfilling. It's not restraining. It's full of joy.
It's full of joy.
I think that, you know, for the times in my life where I haven't had that same kind of insight, that God has shown me His grace, mm-hmm, where after I have stumbled, then He's allowed me to see it, and I thank Him for that, and then, you know, hopefully He helps me next time to say, you know what, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
That was a bad idea. You know, it's the grace of God that's working again in both of our lives.
Yes, yes. And He's so, and that comes back to one of the pearls, right? Like trusting God's sovereignty and His grace. And that's appropriating the gospel. Like, yeah, I fell, but the gospel is I have been forgiven.
And you know, that is so true, Jen. And I just really love, In Philippians 3:14, Paul says, I press on towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And I'm like, okay, this upward call of God, like, what does that mean? In Philippians chapter 2, it talks about the humbled and exalted Christ. Like, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. And it goes on to talk about how Jesus knew He was God and yet humbled Himself and yet died on the cross. It says that for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. What was the joy set before Him?
Heaven.
For us.
Yeah.
It was the joy of the gospel, and then now us being able to have the image of God restored in our lives and be with Him forever.
Yes.
And I think, like, that's the upward call of God, that daily we're being renewed into the image of Christ.
Yes. Now,
and that was the joy that Jesus had, you know?
Yes.
And so that's the call, is that we can be renewed and look more like Him, and
yes,
then also be,
yeah,
set our eyes on things.
So I have the NIV, and it says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And that is so, like, I am going to get to spend eternity with God because of what Christ has done. In Christ Jesus. He's called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So it has nothing to do with what I have done, but everything to do with what Christ has done in me. And so part of finishing well is always acknowledging it is Christ. It is through Christ that I'm able to live a life worthy of the gospel, which is what Paul has said. It is because of what Christ has done in my life. It has nothing to do with the money or my social connections.
Right.
It has everything to do with what Christ has done. And so as we finish up the show, we still have a few more roadblocks that we want to talk about. So this week, we want you to think about, are you experiencing a few roadblocks in your life? Like, are you failing? And failing is such a strong word, but when you don't do something, then you failed to do it. So are you failing to spend time in the Word? Are there areas of pride? And the problem with pride is often, like, you don't see it. So maybe you need to ask God to root out or show you where you might be experiencing pride or money or your own sexual desires to get in the way of what God is calling you to. And as a result, maybe you've gotten off that path and you're on a road to not finishing. Wow. So we want you to think about things. And yeah, that ends a little heavy, but this is the grace of God that we are appropriating.
Well, because that's also as a pearl is understanding the sovereignty and love of God. So if he is showing me something like he has done in my life sometimes that, whoa, I don't want to be part of that. I'm headed down the wrong way. That's also the love and grace of God. So we celebrate that. So, and I also want to leave you with this verse. Philippians 1 verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So we look forward to seeing you next week on New Every Day, where we're going to complete this talk of finishing off.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.